Jeff, we're getting news that on Sunday it was reported that inmates are in quarantine at the Grant County Detention Center after testing positive for COVID-19. What can you share with us?
That's right, Anthony. The Daily Press learned last week that three inmates were quarantined. One, because the inmate has suspected symptoms of COVID, and two, because they tested positive for COVID. They were quarantined at the Grant County Detention Center, all three in the same pod. Two of the inmates were recently transferred to the detention center in Grant County from the Hidalgo County Detention Center. According to reporting from another media outlet, 16 out of 56 inmates that were recently transferred from Hidalgo County to the Luna County Detention Center also tested positive for COVID, as well as a number of Hidalgo County Detention Center employees. We haven't received an update about the situation at the Grant County Detention Center. However, the jail administrator, Mike Carrillo, told the Daily Press that all inmates in the pod, where the two positive inmates were housed, have been tested, and steps are being taken to do contact tracing among detention center employees.
With the pandemic underway, are there any special steps that the detention center takes when it intakes inmates from other facilities?
So the Grant County Detention Center actually was a little late to the starting line for implementing COVID-safe practices. Grant County commissioners learned several months ago that the jail was in fact not requiring visitors, including law enforcement and detention center staff, to wear masks. The detention center subsequently implemented a number of COVID-safe practices, including mask wearing, social distancing, and does test inmates when they come to the jail. The timeline for that testing is a little murky, however. According to Mike Carrillo, the jail administrator, some inmates are they come in, everyone is screened, and they're either tested when they're being booked or shortly after they're booked, according to Carrillo. So it appears that the jail may have some tightening up to do as far as their COVID-safe practices.
How many inmates are housed at the facility?
So right now there are 74 inmates at Grant County Detention Center. That is about average. In other words, a normal population there. The jail can handle up to 90 inmates, even 100 inmates. That gets a little crowded. However, some inmates are asking for early release due to COVID. And now that there is a confirmed a cluster of cases at the jail, I think judges in the 6th District here in Grant County can expect some more appeals from inmates and inmate families for early release.
Okay. I want to move on and stay with the health issue, but switch gears to behavioral health. You have an update on the status of behavioral health services at Gila Regional Medical Center. What can you tell us?
So in May, the Gila Regional Medical Center governing board and leadership at the hospital decided to temporarily, they said at the time, suspend operations and services at their inpatient psych unit. This is the only inpatient behavioral health unit in this part of southwestern New Mexico. It served the communities from Lordsburg to Deming, really quite a bit larger area than just Grant County. They averaged about 30 discharges a month there, 10 beds at that psych unit. It was always a money loser for the hospital, losing up to $1.2 million a year. However, once closed, it appears that the unit is going to be slow to reopen, partly because of fiscal concerns and partly because of licensure concerns. There just aren't a lot of qualified psychiatrists, doctors, physicians to hire in a small town like Silver City that could be the admitting physician at the unit. So the Gila Regional Medical Center leadership is now discussing ways to implement a new program in the community with Hidalgo Medical Services. And perhaps the big news to come out of this is that HMS's Tucasa Behavioral Health Facility, it's an outpatient facility, will be starting their 24/7 crisis triage services next Monday. They got licensing for that last year, and it's finally set to open next week.
Jeff, thanks for the update. We'll talk with you next week.
Thanks, Anthony.